Do humans have free will?
The question of whether humans have free will is a complex and long-standing philosophical debate. Free will is generally understood as the ability to make choices that are not determined by prior causes or external forces. Some argue that our choices are ultimately determined by factors such as genetics, environment, and past experiences, suggesting that true free will is an illusion. Others believe that even though our choices are influenced by these factors, we still have the ability to make meaningful choices and are therefore responsible for our actions. Ultimately, the answer to whether humans have free will depends on one's philosophical and scientific perspectives. The topic remains a subject of ongoing inquiry and debate.
This episode of The Harmonious Gentleman is brought to you by our friends at Blind Man Brewing, makers of Central Alberta's best craft beer, purveyors of delicious tacos, and hosts of all kinds of harmonious fun. They don't like to brag about it, but they've won Brewery of the Year in Alberta and Best in Show at the Canadian Brewing Awards. Head to Lacombe and check them out.
Well, if podcast episodes were an inside joke or Easter egg in media developed by alumni of California Institute of the Arts, referring to the classroom used by graphic design and character animation students in their movies, which include just about every Pixar movie, episodes of The Simpsons, Family Guy, Aqua Teen, Hunger Force, you'd know this has to be episode 113 of The Harmonious Gentleman.
You would know.
Did you know that, Graham?
I did. Well, I knew. Yeah. I didn't know you were going to do that, but I do know that. I think that's the license plate on the pizza truck in Toy Story. They put that on there.
Yeah, so it's A113. But yeah. It was the number of the studio that all these guys met in, I think, in college.
Oh, okay. Like John Lasseter?
Lasseter would be the big one. And Brad Bird. And
yeah.
And Brad they just Bird. Try to put the number into the movie somewhere?
Yeah, yeah. So it'll show up in the latest Mission Impossible movie, it's a code on somebody's ring, and it'll be like, numbers on doors or so if you keep your eye out for it just appears.
Yeah, now we're gonna see it everywhere.
It's like the Wilhelm scream.
Yeah
that's cool. Okay. Good one, Chris. I like that. John Lasseter didn't really end well for him, though.
Why?
He had some accusations and
quit. Can anybody avoid that?
Well, when you do things,
one of these guys not be that way.
Well, Brad Bird, speaking of. If you don't, listeners, you don't know who Brad Bird is, you know who he is. You know, you got your Iron Giant. Man. You got your Incredibles.
Tomorrowland.
Ratatouille, Tomorrowland.
I think one of the Mission Impossibles, I think the third one.
Tyler, I'm Graham.
Yeah, and I'm Tyler, and I'm a little lost. You guys really nerded out there.
We could keep going.
But now I learned something. Good. I'll see the 113.
Yeah.
A113, it'll probably appear.
The A is there as
the
well.
The A is part of the studio.
Okay.
And the Pixar
door, and it'll show up as A113, I think.
The pizza truck, I think, also appears in a lot of the movies as well, just as a background prop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
I guess it's cool.
Yeah,
that's
I like support. That stuff.
Yeah.
Is it cool, Tyler? As a casual observer, do you think it's cool?
Hey, Chris, I was on Instagram for the one time this month, and I saw a picture of you donating blood on there.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, Shannon and I went. We used to go together fairly regularly, and then based on some life decisions, me traveling to Central America and her continuing to get tattoos, we had to stop giving blood for a while. But we're trying to get back in the routine, and knowing that we wanted to do it for our friend Peter, we showed up, and they were so great, as always. Shanna, I will admit this, beat me, because we tried a race to see who can donate the fastest, totally. And they time you. They set a timer. So my iron count was higher, which I originally was like, yeah, beat you in that. And then my time to donate was slower.
I think you guys both beat me though my last time though, and I thought I did well. So,
Is it good to be able to donate faster?
I think it just means like your circulation's good. Your hydration is good. Like it's a good.
It's not like high blood pressure.
No, I think it has more to do with how much like how water you drink beforehand and general health.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
The one I asked them like, what's the fastest time you've ever had here, and it was considerably faster.
And
than
they said, oh, no one's ever asked that before.
No, they didn't say that. But the slowest was 15 or 18 minutes, which is like that would be painfully slow.
Okay.
Because it'll probably take you 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah. It goes by fast. It's easy.
Yeah, it goes by fast. You've done it before? Graham, obviously.
Yeah.
And you're going. You have an appointment.
Another one, yeah, yeah.
You'll be entered in the draw.
That's great. I originally went in because our school is doing like a, we have a goal as a high school teachers okay, to do yeah. it a certain amount of times this year. That's not why, that's what I'm doing it for now.
But yeah.
You can like put a group that you're under or whatever. Yeah. You can, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did it a long time ago, but I like that this gives a really good reason to get back into yeah. the routine, like you said. So
yeah, do you want to remind the listeners like what they can do if they give blood? Like they were going to send a picture or whatever
yeah.
to us, right?
So yeah, if you send a picture or an email that just states that you did it, we'll trust you and believe you, but a yeah. picture is best. And we will enter you in a contest to win some Blind Man merchandise, which we have now confirmed is a hoodie, mm-hmm. a sweatshirt with a hood from yeah. Blind Man Brewing.
Yeah.
Which I can tell you are pretty nice.
They are really nice.
They're very nice. Yeah, and we'll get it in the size that works best for you.
Right.
Cool.
Thanks Hans, for that.
Yes, for sure. Anything else, you guys, housekeeping-wise? Brian Keating was the last... Actually, no, I'm sorry. That was on before. We just talked to Mike McCorkendale last time.
Yeah.
That was great. I still haven't got my money back. That's the most expensive podcast we've ever recorded, yeah, probably.
That's true.
cost per minute, probably.
Oh, for sure that.
Cool. So, this is your episode right now.
We're
out in the Colmatized place again. It's good to be back
We're
here.
We're really mm-hmm. excited.
And we have no idea what you want to talk about.
That makes three of us. I do have an idea. So usually the gentleman, whoever's episode it is, we have kind of this cold open, which the listener will have already heard, but I know what it is, but the two gentlemen haven't heard it yet, so they're still unsure of the topic.
Is it board games?
It's not, but it is going to start with a game.
Okay.
Oh, I like it when we do games.
So I'd like you to start the episode by playing a game with me.
All right.
Would you be willing to do that?
I do.
Don't even want to know the details. I'll just say yes.
All right.
Hey, listeners. Just wanted to give a shout out to a friend of the show and friend in life, Peter P. He's been struggling lately with a recent diagnosis of leukemia, and we wanted to do a little bit of a contest with our listeners and raise some awareness for blood donation. So we are encouraging everybody to go and donate blood wherever you do that, wherever you live. When you do, let us know, and we're going to enter your name for a small prize package from Blind Man Brewing. We can't wait to hand that out, and we really want to give our love and prayers and thoughts to you, Peter. Get well.
This segment is brought to you by Cilantro and Chive. Delicious and creative dishes, a huge variety of locally crafted drinks, and building community in Red Deer and Lacombe. They're the gents' favorite place to grab a bite.
So, gentlemen, I've called you here to play a game. The game is something you've heard of before, and my guess is you've played it. It's called Would You Rather. Here are the rules to this Would You Rather scenario.
Okay.
You're going to be given two options. And the question is, would you rather do this or that, or have this or that? You must choose an answer.
Okay.
You cannot say neither, and you cannot say both. So you have to make a choice. Once you hear the answer of the other person, so if Tyler goes first, for example, Graham, you could choose to take the other side and pick that and talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
Or you could ask for a new question. So if the first one was like, would you rather have red pants or blue pants? And Tyler says red pants.
Obviously.
You could say blue pants if you want, or just say, I'd like a new question.
Could I say red pants as well?
No. So instead of repeating.
Either something different or something
new. If your original response would have been different from what the other person answering said, then go for the other answer.
Okay.
But otherwise, just ask for a new question.
Sounds good.
Is there a prize?
Sure. I haven't thought about what it is.
Blind man hoodie. Chris is going to buy for you.
And if it's too awkward, you can have one pass.
Oh, man.
I don't think it's going to be too awkward.
I don't care. Do it.
I mean, I'd pick red pants.
Okay.
And I go blue, so that works.
Okay, we'll ease into it, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, like, I hope there's a little bit of discussion here and not just, like, pick the answer and don't say anything, but... Sometimes you got to think it through a little bit. So, okay, let's do a coin toss. I have a coin in my hand and I'm flipping it. Graham, call it in the air.
Heads.
It is tails. So, Tyler, you're going to go first.
Can you flip it again?
I can't flip it again. I dropped the coin. Tyler, would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Personal chef.
You don't like cooking?
I like cooking, but I think these are professionals.
Professional.
Yeah. I think I would just appreciate and this is no offense at all to my wife who makes some of the meals at my house, I think we would both appreciate high-end cooking.
We maybe should have a rule that our wives can't listen to this episode. No. Okay, Graham, would you like a new question?
So just to clarify this, like I agree with him.
Okay. So then instead of just rehashing that, oh, you can say something about it if you want.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, like, I actually kind of like cleaning. Like, I like putting in a podcast and getting in cleaning mode. I actually kind of like doing that.
Yeah.
Like, we've even talked about, we know people who will get, like, every month they'll have a cleaner come in for a day and just kind of do a nice clean in their house. And I just think, well, I like doing that. Like, that's kind of what I do.
Yeah.
So that'd be my reasoning. But
okay.
Could I learn a little bit from the chef and then say you get the night off and then I'll cook once in a while?
That's not the point of the game. Okay. So maybe. Sure.
Is this the only question in the game?
That's it. Okay, Graham, would you rather throw up on a friend or have a friend throw up on you?
Well, this answer makes me feel, I have been thrown up on. It's happened.
Yeah.
And I've thrown, I would probably rather be thrown up on. That sounds so weird to say that out loud. Again, if I had to choose. And that's mostly because I think I would just feel so guilty. Right. Yeah. Whereas if they throw up on me, I kind of have a little bit of power.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
exactly the answer I had in my mind when I read this.
Well, I can
exact
clean it up. Like,
thing.
It's not, to me, that's not that gross.
Yeah.
It's gross, but it's not too bad. And then I can clean up. And now it's like, oh, who owes me?
you're the victim.
Yeah, I'm a victim. Okay. So victim mindset. Tyler, do you want a new question?
Yeah. New question.
Would you rather always have body odor and not know it or always smell body odor on everybody else?
Oh man, but I don't know that I have it.
In the first scenario, you don't know you have it, but like everybody else notices.
Well, I kind of want to say ignorance is bliss. If I knew that I was stinky and causing discomfort to people, I wouldn't like that. But if I have no idea that I'm causing that discomfort,
okay,
I don't know. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my gut instinct was.
Yeah, it's good. Go with your gut.
But saying it out loud, I feel kind of bad about that, but I'll stick with it.
That's a hard one. Next question.
Okay. Would you rather get a paper cut, Graham, every time you turn a page or bite your tongue every time you eat?
Well, if you know me and my history with canker sores and just biting the ever-loving crap out of my lip, which I did today.
Oh, no. I was wondering if you'd get this question,
actually.
And I
did it again with those chips earlier tonight, Tyler. I re-aggravated the injury.
Oh, no.
But
one's gotten close to home. I didn't know it would.
Practically, though, you guys, and like when I play the bass, if I ever have a cut on my fingers, it is excruciating.
Yeah.
So I got to go with the bite my lip. I'm used to it. Whatever. I can do it. So okay. I would rather bite my lip.
Okay. Tyler, new question?
Well, I would take the other option, but we can do the other new question anyways.
Would you rather have to hunt and butcher your own meat or never eat meat again?
Never eat meat again, probably. Not that I would hate to hunt and butcher animals, like to get my meat, but I just, it's not, to me, the amount of time and effort that goes into
wouldn't be worth it.
Might not be worth it. I think I could live
But if you were going to eat meat, you got to go get it yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could live a meatless lifestyle.
Okay.
Yeah. And I kind of agree. So next question.
Are we doing good?
Yeah. What's the score?
Is this what you want us to do?
What's the score?
Let me talk about it in a minute. There's only a few left. Graham, would you rather have a third nipple or an extra toe?
So you're assuming I don't already have a third nipple.
Yeah, true. I am assuming.
A third nipple or a
extra toe.
Oh, I definitely would go with nipple on that one. Yeah, I think we kind of cool the show off an extra nipple. Like, I think I get cool points. But an extra toe, that's hard to explain to kids at the pool, I think.
It might be. It's true.
Okay, hold on. Now that I've explained it, maybe I might change my answer because that third nipple is going to be glaring you in the face, too, at the pool.
Mm-hmm. You're tall, so it might be.
Yeah. No, you know what? I like my toes. I'll take that nipple.
Okay. Tyler, this is maybe a tad different tone than the other ones. Would you rather go back to the past and meet any loved ones who have passed away or go to the future to meet your future, your children as they're grown up or your grandchildren or great grandchildren?
Going to the future would be like descendants who I won't meet.
Correct.
Like if I wouldn't.
Yeah. So maybe past your grandchildren.
I think the future. I'm more curious about the future than I am intrigued by the past.
Yeah. More curious about the future than intrigued by the past.
I guess I would be a little worried about what I might see in the future. Like if things go off the rails, you know, and I meet a grandkid and it's like, oh, you're Trump's vice president. Like, oh, no, yeah. You know.
In his 67th consecutive term. But I mean, that could happen in the past too, where you're going, oh, right. These aren't the stories
right.
I heard about
right.
you.
Yeah. Maybe. Yes. Well, the guy I'm named after, I thought right away, my great grandfather, that's who I thought I would go meet.
Yeah, right.
Maybe wasn't a great guy. Who knows?
Okay, last question, and this is where it gets really serious. Would you rather be able to only buy used toothbrushes or used underwear?
Toothbrushes.
Used?
Easy answer. Yeah.
Okay.
Easy answer.
Tyler, are you the same thinking?
No, I think I'm opposite. I think I trust the washing machine to deal with used underwear more than
the cold water tap to deal with
the rinse I do on my toothbrush.
I think there's some things the washing machine can't do.
Okay. It's interesting listening to your answers. I feel like, you know, there's a lot you can... You're thinking really hard about these. Well, really hard. You're thinking through the questions.
It's a serious game. I want to win.
Yeah, and it's interesting to, like, I wonder what's influencing that decision in the question, in the way they're thinking about it and how they decide to answer.
Do you think you can learn a lot about somebody with
I think how they you could. These? Like, mm-hmm. I think a psychologist could learn a lot from a person. Can I ask a few? So sometimes, like, I was thinking of the word dilemma, and we can be kind of put into places where a dilemma is basically like a choice between two things. There's not necessarily like a right answer. It's you have to make a choice between two, not impossible, but sometimes it comes down to a preference, mm-hmm. but you could easily see how people could take either side of those, like mm-hmm. you guys did.
Yeah.
So let me just ask you a few more questions that aren't really would you rather, but kind of in the same sort of category. If you were given too much change at a store, would you say something or keep quiet?
I would probably keep quiet.
I think if it was like a few cents, whatever, like I wouldn't, if it was someone gave me a 20 instead of a 5, I think I would give it, I would just say something.
If a package arrived.
One of my confessions in the past was that I wanted to keep the $10 bill.
I thought about that when I saw this. If a package arrives on your doorstep, like Amazon style, and it's something you really wanted and couldn't afford, but it actually wasn't for your house, it was for your neighbor, what would you do about that?
This feels kind of like the same. I would use the same logic to try to answer the question. And I say what I would want to do is not keep it, but is it like a really nice espresso machine?
Maybe.
Then,
yeah.
No, I think I would, if it was any kind of thing of significance, I think I would return.
Yeah, I'd have to return. I would.
If someone dropped off,
awful
like.
Awful keeping that. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if it was skip the dishes, like someone delivered like a
McDonald's
Big Mac or something, and they're like, it's already paid for. They're like, oh, sweet.
Oh, I don't know where this is supposed to go. I better just eat it. Let's say you're failing a class you're required to take, but you totally hate. You have an online exam. If you fail the exam, you're going to fail the class. You can cheat and nobody will know. Do you do it to pass the class?
That's a tough one. Like, I'm trying to be honest here and like actually think this through. Like, mm-hmm. if I knew there was no chance I was going to get caught and I had that kind of pressure, like, I would certainly be tempted to do it. Like, very, very, very tempted to do it. I don't know if I'd ultimately do it, though. I don't know. I like to think well of myself and that I wouldn't give into it. But I guess I don't really know until I... Do you know what I mean? That's hard to answer.
I like the fact that you're even struggling with it. It means you're actually thinking about it, not just giving you the...
Yeah.
Like a pat answer. So I appreciate that.
I know this isn't how these questions are supposed to go, where you want more details, but, and maybe I just misheard it. Did you say like you just fail this course, or is this like
if you fail the class, you're gonna like fail your, let's say you're taking your master's
program or something,
you're gonna fail the program?
Yeah,
like, there's a lot
if I go
the stakes are high.
If I go based on like things I've done in the past, I don't know if I've confessed to these, but like I've cheated on tests before,
yeah,
so I know that I'm capable of taking that path.
Yeah.
So if the stakes were high enough, there's good precedent for me to say I would do it again, but I'm also older. Yeah, I don't know what I would do. If I did it, I think I would feel so guilty that maybe I would reverse course.
Yeah.
Because we do so many confessions here.
Yeah.
I would confess it on the podcast and then retroactively lose my master's.
Yeah, right.
Hopefully Kings isn't listening to this and I retroactively lose my degrees from Kings.
Kings, thank you for being a sponsor of Christian education and of our podcast.
And integrity. I did a biology exam at the school that I went to, and the final was in one of those theaters, right? So it's like it's pretty vertical, and it was Scantron, and I could see that like three people's tests right in front of me with barely even lifting an eye. Like it was just right there, and I hadn't really prepared enough, and so I definitely glanced a couple times.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I just kept justifying it in my head like, well, they shouldn't have put us in this room. Like I can, they're right there.
Yeah, it's in my line of vision. What am I supposed to do?
Don't feel good about that.
Okay, that's the last question I had, and I appreciate you guys playing the game and just trying to answer in the moment as honestly as you can. Mm-hmm. So that helps. We're going to talk about decision making and free will. So,
okay,
the reason, hopefully you'll see as we go, that line of questioning could lead us into what we're talking about. And I know you guys are going to have thoughts about this. So
cool.
Even as I was thinking of the planning of it, I thought, oh, Graham and Tyler are pros. They're going to know how to take this in a certain direction, even if I'm not sure. So,
okay.
This segment is brought to you by Veldhuizen Construction. They have been building incredible homes for over 30 years. The Veldhuizen team will guide you step by step through the design and build process. The finished product will be your design, your selections, your beautiful home. If you're looking to build in central or northern Alberta, call today to get started. Go to veldhuizen.ca or see the show notes to get in touch.
So guys, here's one more would you rather. Would you rather make all decisions independently of external forces, or have all decisions made for you? Made for you, it could be by like a benevolent being.
If they're made for me.
Somebody that really cares about you.
Do I still think I'm the one making them?
In this case, no. You could know.
You've made, yeah.
Because that sounds kind of nice.
That's a great question though.
If I know that it's happening by some other force, then I'd be like, that would be easier to handle than
the illusion of thinking you have choice.
Which, what's the difference?
No, the illusion. I would rather have the illusion.
Right.
Ignorance is bliss. It's like the Matrix.
So that your first option of where I do have ultimate decision power.
And no matter how things go, it's up to you.
It's kind of the same as ignorance is bliss.
So there's pressure.
So like, this leads me to what I really wanted to talk about tonight, which is the idea of free will. And I think from some of the very basic research I've done, the discussion around free will has been raging for hundreds or even thousands of years.
Yeah.
And people have been, especially theologians, talking about how much agency do we have to make decisions? Are things already set out for us? Some people would say, if you're a determinist, in other words, you don't have free will, but things are set in motion by, Einstein would call, like, you know, a deity that's outside of the universe, but still potentially making those calls, and other religions would have names for that. But there's also ideas like social determinism or genetic determinism, where things are happening because you're the sum of your genetic parts
and your experience, and your
could be your experiences. Freud had a way of talking about determinism that had to do with your ego, id, and super ego. So there's more. It's not just like the idea that God is the one in control, but it could be a variety of things that we give that name to, maybe. And then there's also a version of thinking that has parts of both free will and determinism combined, where there's kind of a compatibleness to that they can kind of coexist. Some people might call determinism fate.
Okay.
Where are you guys at with that? It's a big loaded question. What do you think? What are your initial thoughts?
When it comes to theology, I would say I believe in free will, but when it comes to the more like social determinism, like that you, whatever choice you're going to make is based on previous experiences that you've had and your genetics and your experience, like,
yeah,
then I'm more, I would say, of a determinist, I guess. Hmm. But it feels like you're making, like, and some of it I think is semantics. It's just what you call it. Like when you ask those would you rather questions, my aunt's, the very first question was about the chef or maid. Was I really choosing, or was that the sum of like who I am, yeah, has determined that, yeah, answer?
And what's the difference?
And what's the difference? Yeah, exactly. Like that's kind of where I would wrestle more with it, is in the that realm. But is there a, I believe in a God, but I don't believe in a God that is moving us around like pawn, like chess pieces.
If somebody, Tyler, if somebody, like, if you had a would you rather question that Chris asked you, and then you made your choice in your head, and then someone who knows you well says, Tyler, I know you're going to pick this. Like, I know who you are. Would that be kind of, would that kind of bother you if someone could get that right? Would it be kind of like, well, how do you know, you know?
Yeah, but then whether I choose, if I change my answer because of that or I don't.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, like, does the fact that somebody could maybe guess based on what they know about you, does that bug you at all? That, does it take away?
No, I think that's just people knowing each other.
Right.
And somebody might see the decision you made and say, I've seen him make hundreds of decisions, so I can kind of predict what decision he'll make in this scenario. And another person might say, oh, the reason he's picking that is he can't help it. It's because,
yeah,
he thinks that way because that's how he was brought up, or, yeah, that's where he works, or that's what his wife would tell him, or whatever.
My mind, when you asked this question, I kind of, I wouldn't say a different direction from what Tyler said, but a little bit different in that, like, the social constructs that we live in, that's what I think about a lot. Like, I think I'm deciding a certain vehicle, or, like, but I think, like, the media that we see and consume, and, like, the way our government's put together, like, that plays just as much a role in, like, determining what I'm going to do in, yeah, any given moment. Where it's the same idea where I think I'm choosing these things, but, I mean, really, in a lot of ways, I've been conditioned through other forces, whether they're political or governmental or...
Yeah, or financial.
Or capitalistic or whatever. Like, I just... There's so many of those forces that are always at play, too, that are informing... Yeah, does that make any sense? Like, it's not quite...
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be kind of a sadder way. Like, and it almost sounds like conspiratorial. I don't mean that. That's just the way we are as humans. Like, we're just influenced by things all the time. And sometimes influenced by things that I don't want to influence me, but they are.
So it sounds like you're leaning towards the determinist side of the spectrum.
I just think you can't... I just think it's too easy to discount any of those factors. Now, the actual amount that I, you know, believe, I don't know. We'll have to maybe delve into that a little, like, more.
All those things that you listed, I kind of view them as... Like, if we are, I don't know if this is a great analogy, like puppets and there's strings kind of pulling us.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many of those tensions, those things pulling us, media, people we hang out with,
mm-hmm, yeah,
the podcasts we listen to, the, like, our upbringing, like, all those things are pulling us in different directions. So when we make a choice, we are... Like, I don't think, I don't imagine us being totally free from those things. That's where I can't say we have complete free will.
Yeah.
Because we are being pulled, or, like, maybe it's pressures, or it's...
So the original...
So I don't know what you would call that. Like, I think you are still choosing, but there's just all these pressures and pulls.
I mentioned in the definition of free will, Tyler, that it's the ability to make choices that are not determined by prior causes or external forces. So you're talking about the strings. I like how that analogy. Would you say that, like, you can't make a decision independent of those strings?
I might say that. Like, the definition you just read, do you make any decisions like that?
Like, if you were making your choice to stick with the string thing, if you're making the choice to go against those pulls, I think there's got to be another pull. Hmm. That was there. Like, after you asked about the friend thing, I would want to hear, if they can predict my behavior, I would want to hear why. And if I didn't like that, I'm like, oh, you thought I was going to say that because that's the selfish answer. You think I'm selfish. Mm-hmm. I've got a pull because of other things that I've heard, or the person I want to be, to to go away from that choice next time. I think I'm still being, I don't think you can completely cut the strings, I guess.
Yeah. I think we figured it out.
Yeah, wow. We're I like that you made the connection quickly to the Would You Rather game. So the point of that, listeners, if you, I'm sure you also quickly caught on, but there's choices there to be made. So the idea is to start with small choices and to see how easy is that to make a decision. And even in that little game we played, some of the factors that might have been influencing decisions, well, what would some of those have been? You mentioned guilt as one of the things, for one. So that's something that I think influences pride, decisions guilt. All the time. Yeah. Prior history, what we've done before.
Yeah, like what's consistent with other actions.
What would I think of it later? Yeah. What would people think of me if they found out?
I just have a thought. I don't want to forget it. I feel like when I'm thinking about this free will and decisions, and I feel like it's sort of like at a supermarket where like there's like this illusion of choice. It's like, oh, I can choose like any kind that I want to get in the store. And so you think there's like four kinds of ketchup, and it's, but actually there's like 10,000 kinds of ketchup. But because of where you're shopping and because of where you live and because of the people who decide what to stock the shelves, you don't really have a choice. You have their choice to make. Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, that's interesting.
And I feel like that's kind of like analogous to like everything. And every choice we make is like the grocery store. There's like eight kinds of apples. I have all this choice. Well, yeah, there's thousands of them.
And the illusion of, or the tiny choice you get.
Yeah. So you are choosing within this thing that's been decided for you to choose within.
That was outside of your control.
You didn't. Yeah, exactly. That might not mean anything, but that's just the thought I had.
No, I like that.
This segment is brought to you by the King's University in Edmonton, Alberta, offering an exceptional liberal arts education from a Christian perspective. King's degree programs integrate internships, work learning, study abroad experiences, and research opportunities. The King's University, bright hope for tomorrow.
So here's one other way to think of free will and determinism, and that's sort of somewhere in the middle of the spectrum. There's someone called a compatibilist who believes that free will requires only that we are doing what we want to do in a way that isn't coerced. In short, free actions are voluntary actions. Incompatibilists believe that free will requires a genuine choice, and they claim that a choice is genuine if and only if, were we given the choice to make again, we could have chosen otherwise.
Okay, just to, I'm going to try to say that back to you. And you tell me if I think I've got it right.
I'll try to tell you if I think you're right.
Like the compatibilist would say, as long as you feel like you were not forced to make that decision, you have free will.
That's right.
So kind of the way we've been describing with our analogies of the puppet and there's outside forces and whatever, a compatibilist would say that you do have free will, even if you are being pressured or pulled in certain directions. Does that sound like a compatibilist?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the incompatibilist would say, oh boy, say that again. Tell me what they're saying that there's...
So what's compatible for a compatibilist is that determinism and free will can coexist.
Right.
An incompatibilist would say they can't coexist. And the example this document uses says that they believe free will requires a genuine choice, and the choice is genuine if and only if you could go back and make the alternate choice.
Yeah. Graham, do you want to take this one?
Are these categories like necessary because free will on its own is impossible?
Maybe.
Like,
and
we're
maybe
just trying to find a finer line through this.
Right. A compatibilist can be in the middle of the spectrum.
Right.
And because say, oh, I can hold both of these ideas, and some things are predetermined and some things I have free choice on.
Yeah.
And an incompatibilist says, no, it's one or the other.
Do you guys think, just right now, hunch, in reality, I'm not sure which one of these would fit in reality, are we closer to pure free will or closer to pure determinism? Like, what do you guys think? What are we closer to? Just right now, what's your hunch? Yeah, Chris, you've given this thought before that talk tonight.
I know. I'm just asking the questions. It's easy. This is an easy topic to not weigh in on, because I like to hear what you think. Yeah, and I don't know if I know what I think. Maybe
I already
want to
go back and rearticulate lots of things I've said, which is what is kind of fun about these topics. As I'm speaking, I'm formulating my
right
thoughts on it. You said with about the going back and could you have made a different choice?
Right.
That's why I'm leaning that way. Because if I think about a tough decision I've made, and then could you go back and have made the other choice? I think without the experience of making that choice, I don't think you could, I would have.
Okay, so we're not talking about like you went to the grocery store and picked the Jube Jubes instead of the candy eggs. Like this is a big life decision. It took you time to come to an answer. You chose one way and you chose that.
Yes.
Could you go back in time to that choice and actually pick the other?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Yes. Awesome.
I like to think so.
Like theoretically?
Last year when I applied to a different school,
yeah.
That was a big decision. That was like 12 years at one school. And when I applied, I legitimately didn't know if I would accept it, if I got it. Like that's what I think anyway. That's my memory of it. My memory was saying, I'm just going to apply. You know, I don't know what I'll do. And I think I meant that. I think I honestly didn't know what I was going to do. I could totally, you know, when you're making a decision, you can envision both and both work out just fine.
Right.
And I had that. So when I think about, I decided to leave the school, but you just, like, could I envision a world where I go back and make the other decision? I can envision that.
Could you go back and make the decision? Could you envision making the decision to not even apply?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because even that was on.
To me, that's kind of where the why.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
Maybe not. I don't know.
It's true. It's true. I just think I think I hummed and hawed way more over accepting it or not, because applying was pretty easy. Like you just see, right? It was like, you know what I mean? Like applying, I didn't have to make any real decision at that point.
Okay.
I could just.
But it could determine you to make decisions in the future.
That's true. Yeah.
Maybe. But
I think if you go back to, if you rewind your life right to that exact point of making the decision, you are that exact same person at that moment that made decision A.
So you don't get the post knowledge?
Well, if you do, then yeah. Like if I can rewind my life and remember what happened with choice A,
right,
I might pick choice B.
Yes.
But if you're not saying that.
But that's not what we're talking about.
I think we're saying if it was really free will, at that point in your life, you actually could choose A.
That's right. That's the incompatible.
And I'm saying if you were good for Graham, for your example, you chose to accept the position. I think if you went back to that point, every time you would accept the position.
You think so?
If you go to the exact same, unless there's something else changes. It's like, if you go back to that point and before you make choice A, you have a conversation that didn't happen in the first scenario. Like, but now it's not the same.
What if the same thing happened? I got the offer, but I waited an extra 2 minutes.
Right.
Now it's not the same in my mind.
Right.
You're a different person 2 minutes later.
But you're saying like things had to have gone that way because they have to go that way.
Like he'll pick the same route 100 times out of 100 if all the factors are the same.
If all the factors are the same, I think so.
Dang.
So then I think that sounds like determinism. So what? When you were talking about that decision, I had this picture in my mind of, is our life like a timeline that as soon as a decision is made, it opens up like a Y in our timeline where it's what is and what could have been?
Yeah.
Or, and then, so you know, starting from birth to now, you have 10 trillion branches, or would it just be a line with like stones along the way of, here's where I made this decision, but my line keeps going. Here's where I made this decision, but my line keeps going.
Is this the new Avengers movies plot? Is that what this is? Like the
Like that, I guess. Like when they take the stone out.
If we're gonna talk about movies, I keep thinking of Butterfly Effect.
Yeah,
like where there are alternate timelines. Like I think you could draw your life out as these possible paths you could have taken, like that keeps splintering off and becomes infinite numbers of paths you could take, but ultimately
you did
whoever you were at this point. This is the way, unless there's a different path, you're going to end up at the next point.
I think I want to live in La La Land where I don't agree. Even though you're probably right, I like the idea that I actually chose something that I didn't have to, that I would that maybe sometimes I wouldn't have done.
What's weird is you can argue the fact that you chose that, but I think what Tyler's saying is that was predetermined. Like,
no, I don't like the predetermined.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's I would agree to Graham that he did choose it.
But I would do it every time.
But you would do it every time.
So in that way, that isn't true. Would you say that's still true free will? Because if you would make the same decision every time, something is causing you to make decision.
Whether
that's like your current financial situation, your happiness, your influence of friends and family, but it'll always make you choose that way. Free will would be like, I could have chose this way or I could have chosen this way.
No, but maybe I guess I'm, when I said earlier, I'm leaning towards the incompatibilism. Maybe I'm actually compatible. So, yeah. Right? Because I am saying that is free will, but it's heavily determined. But it's, I reacted strongly to the predetermined because I don't think
I threw that in accidentally. I didn't mean to say predetermined.
Because I don't like the idea of the lifeline that we're imagining being from birth to death, that's already
like it's already there and you're just filling it out.
Right. I don't think of it that way. But right. Who we are at this moment.
Okay.
Is what kind of determines what we're going to do next,
which is being,
but that's not all planned ahead of time.
I guess this is why we're just the way we're talking about it makes sense that there's not consensus. Like it's, this is why people have argued and talked and debated about it for thousands of years.
Yeah, and I like the way you put it earlier. It's like it's somewhere in the middle, right? It's a muddled, not muddled, but it's, you can kind of argue anything, really. I'm not going to argue Tyler anymore because maybe I could have did something different.
But maybe you
could. With the magic of editing, you can make anything happen.
That's true. That's true.
I don't know how we are for time. Can keep going or one?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I have one final.
Yeah, people have stopped listening by now.
Yeah.
They're going anyway.
You're either in it for the long haul.
Decided to keep going or not.
I agree. So in the end, if we talk harmoniously, does it matter what, if there's a difference between these things? Is there a critique to this? Like when you think about this, like who cares?
I do think there's a problem maybe when it comes to like theological aspects of it.
Okay.
Where if somebody is of the belief that everything is predetermined, they don't have to act.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? It almost takes the onus off of someone because, well, it doesn't really matter what I do. Because it's already planned.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of dangerous, maybe.
Yeah, I think I wasn't thinking of the... My comment, I just want to say it kind of like you said before, Graham, say it before I forget it, was that I think it's... A lot of it is just semantics. So the danger can be where we get so caught up in our definition of free will that someone who disagrees with us, even though, mm-hmm. like I think Graham are disagreeing a bit, but I think I might be calling something free will that is not in his mind, but we're actually talking about the exact same thing.
But one thing I've learned from this conversation, and I don't think I've talked about this topic very much in my life, maybe I have at times, is that you need to talk it through with somebody if you think you disagree with them, because you might actually just be poorly defining what you think, and you might be more on the same page with them than you actually originally thought.
Well, I think the fear is that we're just kind of getting worse at that, maybe. Like that's getting harder to do because we're so influenced by the extreme things that we see in here. Because you're right, I think, especially in politics, right? Most people are probably pretty close on most things if you get down to it.
Or you only talk to people that agree with you.
Yeah.
And then you demean the other side so much that you're too afraid to even articulate new ways of thinking about things. I like this topic because I don't feel like it's one where there's like a side A and a side B, even though some of the ways you've laid it out was kind of like there's this determinism and free will versus, but I don't feel like by answering it, I don't feel like there's a right and a wrong answer.
I think this would be a fun topic to have a philosopher who really knows their stuff work you through it.
Yeah.
So, listeners, if you know of someone who is like that, we'd love to have them on.
So, Tyler, if your life was rewound 1,000 times. Are you a teacher every time?
If there's no other factors that change, I...
Okay.
Yeah.
Now that you've like, talked about this, notice in the things you watch, read, listen to, mm-hmm. how many stories are about free will and determinism. Like, a lot of movies or shows are coming to mind as we're talking about this. That, like, this idea is explored a lot by culture.
Groundhog Day.
Like the Avengers, you mentioned yeah. that whole like thinking through what might happen if we did things differently and how are we going to win.
I think a lot of those shows are based on that branching idea, like Butterfly Effect that you talked about. Like one, yeah, when you make a choice, now there's two
Final Destination, The Matrix. Like all of those yeah. things are about, are you okay with not being in control of the decisions you're making? Like, you know, that scene where he's eating steak, Cypher.
Yeah. Oh, and that's like, ignorance. Is
I don't even care. Just plug me back in. That's when I was happy. I don't need to know what decisions I'm making. Those yeah. are kind of cautions.
Yeah. I think to answer your question again, like would things, I don't think that we are robots either. Is it
kind of sounds like you do.
Is it possible? I think I keep drawing this picture in my head of like the timeline, but it's like moment to moment. Like it's like micro fractures in the timeline where like what I'm about to say next was determined by what I said a second ago.
Right.
Right. Like it's
one thing leads to another and you can't, where we are in the conversation depended on the things we said before to get here.
And there are all those factors going into that, like my upbringing, the conversations I had, the things I read, the movies I watch, like all those things mm-hmm. are all kind of bundled up in there. So
yeah,
it kind of, I feel conflicted because I do think that, but I also don't like the way it sounds. Like there's absolutely no,
like you want agency choice. And you want
yeah
to be the master of your otherwise not. I was gonna say that and then I decided I consciously chose yes, not to use did. That word
yeah and I chose to say it
but in the end it doesn't matter because it was said.
I know. Well, and you also think the flip side, people who can't make decisions
yeah
because they're just petrified of yeah. the wrong path
or yeah like, what are they on this spectrum? That's an interesting,
or like this podcast too, like sometimes I'll be coming, you know, driving to a podcast thing, okay, make sure you listen tonight, make sure you don't over talk about people, and then it happens anyway, like, you know, and you make those choices because you, that's just who you are. I'm kidding.
Maybe if we bring in, like you just mentioned, thoughts you're having, like are your thoughts like are those choices or are those
or are they
they're guiding
factor.
Your action?
Yeah,
next time. Hey, in The Butterfly Effect, they filmed that at UBC campus.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing it being filmed a few times, and there was one scene, it was like a fight scene or someone was killing someone or something on a lawn in front of a building, and that's the building where that biology test took place that I
could see
the test answers in front of me.
Oh.
Yeah. Just saying. When you mentioned the movie, it was like, it brought me right back to that building.
Wow.
There you go.
That's cool.
That's not profound at all.
It is kind of.
No. It's not.
It's a nice time. Actually brought you back, would you have cheated again?
Yeah, because like you said, Tyler, everything is exactly the same at that moment.
Yeah.
It's just way cooler to think of, like, you know, when I'm making that decision to take the job, like if I'm driving home and I see a car accident
right.
that I didn't actually catch the first time I drove home.
I feel like that's how a yeah. movie would do it. Like right. they were not going to just make you back in the same situation no. without something of having
right. my eye goes right. 1 degree more this way. Yeah. I see a car crash. I stop to go to right. see what's going on.
Yeah.
I meet the person in the back seat. They're an RCMP officer. They tell me it's a great job and I take a different choice,
yeah.
you know.
But that, yeah.
But that's not...
That is fun to think about. And I think yeah. that's possible. Like that is a possible timeline, but it's not the one that would happen.
No.
Right.
That's good, Chris. Thanks for the idea.
Yeah. Thanks yeah. for your participation.
Yeah. You shouldn't... Yeah,
like, as always.
You were saying the goal. I don't know how it'll go. It's like, it'll go the way it goes.
Or... You could have chosen to make it really shitty, and I appreciate that you didn't.
And listeners, just real quick note from me. Chris's mic for the first half is a little hissy. I do apologize for that. It sounds okay, so but I'm feeling really guilty.
Chris is a little hissy.
So,
okay. Thanks for choosing to stay with us all the way to the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. our final would you rather question of the night. Would you rather confess or recommend something, gentlemen?
I love that introduction. I'm going to recommend a movie to everybody. We just actually had a big off mic talk about Dune 2, which we all really enjoyed.
Yes.
But I'm going to recommend one that it was up for some Academy Awards. I put it on my radar, but it wasn't. It's not a hugely talked about movie, at least in my circles, called American Fiction. Have you guys seen American Fiction?
No. I haven't even heard of it.
It's got Jeffrey Wright is the lead. And it's about, well, I don't want to say too much because it was a different kind of movie than I thought it was going to be. So maybe I won't actually say anything really, but it's a really, really interesting, like just heavy social commentary, but in a really, I think, creative and meaningful way. It's basically Jeffrey Wright is a black author and he's trying to write these books that aren't selling very well. And what ends up happening is he, out of protest, he writes this book where he's writing these really stereotypical black characters, like in the hood and the way they talk. Not what he would normally write, but he just like, he notices that's what's selling. Like those kinds of stories are selling. So he writes it as a joke to his publishers and they pick it up.
Oh.
And then he has to pretend under this other author's name, it's him, to pretend to be this guy from a certain background. But at the same time, there's family stuff going on too. But it's a beautiful movie. We really liked it a lot. Hmm. So yeah, up for some Academy Awards and Jeffrey Wright's awesome in it. So check out American Fiction if that interests you. Yeah.
Cool. I'm going to make a confession because if we're following the rules that Chris gave, I can't pick the same thing as you.
That's right. Thank you for remembering that.
So this is a parenting confession and I'll leave out some of the details too because it's not a confession on behalf of my child. So I had a child that wrote some... Oh, I'm going to give some of the details, not the real specifics, but they wrote some inappropriate things on... some papers we had at home here. And my confession is that I was quite certain it was one of my children. So then for a whole evening, I was fairly passive aggressively trying to get that student to, or not that student, that child to admit what they had done. And they said, I don't remember doing that. And I, in my head, was like, that's such a bad, like, excuse. You don't remember doing it. So I kept bringing it up and kind of hoping that my child would feel guilty and just confess on their own. And then found out the next day it was a different kid that had done it. So my confession was that I was fairly passive aggressive. I don't think that's a good way to parent. But
they didn't remember. That's true.
Yeah, I guess they didn't remember. Telling the truth. They didn't remember if they had done it or not. But so yeah,
I like that.
I don't know. I know it'd be better with all the details, but
no, that's good. That's a good story.
Good honest confession.
I kind of want to just go for another second because I don't know where I'd fit this in, but I had a bit of a funny parenting moment recently. I'll make it quick. I think I maybe told you guys on the podcast, but we talked about stealing at one point in the podcast, and I told you I stole a Kinder Egg from a Zellers when I was a kid.
Yeah.
This could have been years ago. I told you this. I got it home. I ate it in the backyard, you know, kind of like Gollum, like behind the shed. And then I went back again the week later and stole another Kinder Egg.
Oh, wow.
But they caught me the second time. Okay. The woman at the store grabbed me on the shoulders. Manager got mad at me. Yeah. I cried, you know, went home. You guys... My daughter. They get home the other day, my wife and daughter. My wife comes in. I go, where's our daughter? Oh, she wants to wait in the car and just play for a bit. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. And then she comes in and she's chewing something. She stole a Kinder egg.
What? Really?
Same age.
Had you ever told her the story?
Nope.
So, she listens to the podcast.
Wow.
There's that genetic, like...
Yep. Predetermined.
It was going to happen. Yep. So.
Can't avoid it.
Anyway, I didn't know where that fit in, but...
It's funny. Anyway,
kids are great.
Kids, eh?
Speaking of things that are great, Chris, if people want to contact us.
Yeah.
First of all, if they want to tell us they donated blood, which would be really cool, and get themselves a contest.
Please do. Yeah, we need some entries so that we're not guaranteeing one of us wins it. So you could email us at harmoniousgentleman@gmail.com.
Yeah, or on social media. You can send your pictures. We'll probably tag you. Use it to build up our feed.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's get like that idea. Mm-hmm.
Also, if you like this podcast, you should tell someone about it.
Yeah, that's
probably the best way.
You can I help have us out.
Is easily the best way.
My family told we have two international students living with us, and their names are Celeste and Bianca. They found out tonight that we have a podcast. Very what cool. You're going to record it? You have a podcast? So there, we told two people today.
Look at that.
Not that they'll listen.
And they'll tell
maybe.
Two. And they'll tell two.
Right. Soon everybody will be listening.
And if you want a snapback hat that kind of fits awkwardly, you can have one.
Wow.
Free merch time.
Yeah.
Just that's cool.
Realized we still have some.
And since it's the end of the episode, I can say this now. Our band has a new song called Delicate on the services, so check it out.
I've listened to it at least four times.
Four times. Thanks.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Delicate Valiers.
It's a bit of an earworm one.
Yeah, we like that one. Yeah, we chose it as our first one. Yeah. And we got
it's a little stuck.
Actually, the other three come out, I think, the same weekend this episode comes out. So there you go. So actually, there'll be four in total, actually. The winter EP will be out.
So that's okay, cool. That's so good. I can't wait. There's a song on there I cannot wait to have in my personal collection.
Yeah.
Speaking of delicate things, did we not receive an email that we were going to read? Or maybe that topic is too delicate for me to bring up.
Well, you might be talking about an email we received from Karen about an available cat.
Yeah.
And we haven't responded to this email. Maybe we will before this episode comes out. But
yeah, we should. And I apologize. That's mostly on me because I was the one that mentioned that I want a cat. We'll get back
to
that.
So do you or don't you? Because I think you've had a few offers.
I know. It's been. I love our community of listeners. Generous with
they're very
with
quick
cats.
To get rid of cats.
Makes me a little worried.
Yeah, it makes three of us.
I definitely, we are on that path potentially. But the set of circumstances that have led up to our this moment in our lives have not caused us to make that choice yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
We also had a text from Hans, who is a listener of the show and flagship sponsor, that he really liked the Brian Keating pod. He's easy to listen to and, as expected, was a great guest. And Brian Keating actually emailed us and was kind of in contact with us before, during, and after that episode, which was sweet.
Yeah, he said he enjoyed it, which we were so thankful for. That was great. Okay. Well, that's it, guys. Who's next?
I have a prediction of what sound effect you're going to add to the end of the show.
Guess we'll see. And Tyler, enjoy. You're going to the Dominican Republic next week.
Yes. Yeah, I'll be... When this episode comes out, I'll have just returned. But yeah, I'm leaving.
Weird how time works.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm going to the Dominican Republic with some students. It was great.
Cool.
Awesome. All right, well, hit the old dusty trail. Yeah. Chris, why don't you sign off with some words for our listeners?
Would you guys rather do a podcast episode every week or never
the
do
other
one again?
Well, see you guys next time.
Okay.
On
Would You Rather? Or Harmonious
Gentlemen.
Cats.
Harmonious Gentlemen.